This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But I'm a creep.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. See Sparky Pfeiffer here, Charlie Usen producing the show, Other Side of the Glass, as we broadcast live from those beautiful studios. Snowing outside, not so great, but have no fear. Pitchers and catchers reported earlier today. We played just some sound clips from Brandon Woodruff, who spoke to the media earlier today about his progress coming back from injury. We talked to Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer down there at spring training as well. We'll give you daily updates every day kind of going forward. Joining us now, he is the man, the myth, the legend, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, joins us here on The Fan. Rick, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Always happy to talk to you guys and your audience. Thanks for having me on.
We were playing Brandon Woodruff at 2 o'clock. I was looking out our window here in the studio. It's snowing outside, but it still felt warm because I knew they were starting to get going down there in spring training. Snow in the forecast for Friday afternoon, Friday night, but that does not change the fact that single-game tickets go on sale.
Single-game tickets go on sale on Valentine's Day, February 14th at 9 a.m., and it's always sort of a good benchmark for the fan enthusiasm and excitement. And, you know, early returns from season seat sales and group sales are really strong. So I think the fans are excited for the team. It's going to be a really interesting Central Division race in 2025. And, hey, we're the two-time defending champion. So we have a target on our back, but that's fine. And I'm excited about the season.
I'd like to know, who made you more excited their first year in the big leagues, Ryan Braun or Jackson Chourio?
Wow. Nobody's ever asked me that question. That's a great question. It's interesting when Ryan Braun came up, Doug Melvin, our then GM, said, this guy is going to dominate right away. And I said, Doug, I mean, he's obviously a top pick and he's a really good player, but he's going to be a rookie and he's going to struggle. And Doug says, no, I'm telling you, this guy's going to dominate. And Doug was absolutely right. I mean, Braun led the league in slugging percentage as a rookie. And, you know, he came up in May and had a great year. I think what Jackson Chourio brings is just, you know, he's four years younger when he made his debut versus Ryan Braun. And in Major League Baseball, you know, world, 4 years is a huge amount of time. So the fact that Jackson Chourio was able to do what he did last year at age 20 sets him up to be in the rarefied air of some amazing, you know, Hall of Fame players. I don't want to put any pressure on him, but what he did last year is very rare, and it's amazing to see what he can do. So I don't know. I think both. If Jackson Chourio has Ryan Braun's stats, I'll be very happy. I think Jackson Chourijos has a chance to do something that, you know, very few major leaguers have ever done. Mets have, you know, 17, 18 amazing years in the big league starting at age 20.
What's crazy, Rick, is you got here, there was really not a ton of star potential at all. And then all of a sudden, the Packers, you know, have Favre to Rodgers to Love. The Brewers go from Braun to Yelich to Churio. I mean, that's a pretty damn good run for the Brewers organization as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. You know, it's a little different. And, you know, in football, your quarterback is so important, and a great quarterback can elevate a football team. In baseball, as great as one player is, it's a team sport, and you need the companion players around it. So we've been, you know, fortunate for the last 20 years, we've had a really nice run, and we haven't gotten to where we want to be. We want to get a World Series title, but we've gotten into the postseason 6 years of the last seven, and, you know, a strong team in 2025. So it's nice to have, you know, some homegrown stars populated with, you know, some of the bargains that Matt Arnold and his team are able to find, plus some quality players who we've developed, and it's fun. I mean, we know the season ended a little abruptly, October 3rd, 2024. Still haven't quite gotten over it, but, you know, we turn the page, spring training's here, and team's looking good, and I'm very excited for the 25 season.
Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. See Sparky Pfeiffer with you. With Pat Murphy and all his clever little sayings that he used last year, that probably helped a little bit, too, as people were catching on and running with some of his key phrases throughout the season. Council didn't really do that as much, and I would expect that we have more of that from Pat Murphy this year.
Yeah, very different style of managers. Obviously, very successful managers, and, you know, Craig's our all-time Brewers winningest manager. Pat was manager of the year in his rookie year with us. So different styles, but, you know, they both, you know, demand and get excellence out of the players, and they really know what it's like to be a major league player. I mean, Craig played for a long time, wasn't blessed maybe with the talent of others, but, you know, through dogged determination, had a 15-year major league career. Pat, who managed in the college ranks and, you know, knows players at a young age, knows what motivates and develops them, and he's able to bring that kind of perspective to the major level. And that's why the players love Pat. He's relatable. He holds them accountable. But he also knows the struggles, and he also knows what it's like to be, you know, a 22 or 23-year-old kid struggling in the major leagues. It's a hard game, and he knows how to pop them up and prep them up and get them excited.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But also, you know, hold them accountable.
Single game ticket sales go on sale Friday morning on Valentine's Day. So make sure to get those tickets starting Friday morning. Three bobbleheads this year. Pat Murphy, June 28th. Bryce Terang, July 26th. Christian Yelich, August 9th. When the promotion schedule came out, my producer, Charlie, looked at me and said, there's only three bobbleheads on this schedule. So I'll ask you, why are there only three bobbleheads?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of bobbleheads over the years, and at some point you can get, you know, a little saturated with the bobbleheads. So we've always tried to sprinkle in other things besides the bobbleheads, which fans love. So we've got, like, this sausage cribbage board. We've got a Jackson Trail replica jersey. We got a Brewers sweatshirt, you know, and we've got a few other things that we're working on. So we wanted to mix it up because, you know, at some point, you know, there's only so many bobbleheads you can do. And we're excited about the three that we have this year. Doesn't mean we can't add another bobblehead. We did that last year with Churio. And, you know, who knows? We might be able to do it again this year. But we try to mix it up with the promo items to not oversaturate the bobblehead market.
Is Star Wars still that big? Because I feel like we have a Star Wars night every year. And we got another one this year as well.
Yeah, Star Wars theme night is dominates. It's one of those phenomenons that, you know, I'm not necessarily a huge Star Wars guy, you know, I'm a little older for that, but Star Wars theme night always sells out and it's always popular.
That's May 16th, by the way.
Yeah, there's so many, you know, variations of the Star Wars and characters and things you can give away, and, you know, they're obviously one of the most popular film franchises in history. So yeah, they always sell out. So as long as the fans want it, we're going to deliver Star Wars night.
Okay, so I've got another pressing question that you are the mind that is much sharper than I in what you do, obviously. But why wouldn't you do the Sesame Street Day with a Big Bird bobblehead during the school year and have like a massive school field trip with all these schools coming versus in the non-school season on August 10th?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of trying to fit things in the schedule, and there, you know, kids will come out for that in August, and it's, you know, it's in the summer, so they don't have to worry about, you know, school the next day. So we often find that school kids like to have opportunities and events in the summer when they don't have to worry about going to school the next day, and they can stay for a later game. Although with game times being shorter, it's less of an issue. So it's just a mix of trying to do, you know, trying to fit in the dates and the theme nights with the schedule and competing interests. And there's no shortage of theme nights, so we're trying to just calendar as best we can.
In my mind, Rick, I picture like 100 school buses, and the whole upper deck is filled with a bunch of, you know, first and second graders or whatever the case may be for an afternoon game, and it would be amazing. I don't know if they'd be paying attention to the game, but it would be a fun look.
Well, we have a lot of school groups in May with you know, Math Day and Weather Day and History Day. So yeah, we're always going to be catering to the schools, and we do a lot of things in May. I guess it was, you know, at some point, you know, you can't have the kids come every day
sure. To
the game because they've got other things in their lives. But by mixing, you know, we have a lot of things in May during the school year and then a few things in the summer for when they're out.
No, that's great. September 3rd, another one that I've never understood, and the minor league teams do it, the major league teams do it. Bark at the Park. I will say a portable pet water bowl is very intriguing to me with somebody that owns a dog.
Yeah, so I'm a pet guy. I love dogs and cats. So, you know, people love to bring their dogs, and we've had some great success with some fun dogs and some really good times, and people are really good. And you know, dog lovers, you know, they're special and they want some attention. They love bringing their furry friends to the game. So this thing, we could do multiple Bark in the Park dates because we sell that out as well. There's, you know, only so much space we have for the area. We could do probably five of those during the year and sell them out. So again, we're trying to, you know, cater to many fans' delights and many fans' interests, and Bark in the Park is always popular.
One last one for you, and that is because I'm a big fan of the Admirals myself. I was just at a game the other night. Hockey night with a hockey-style sweatshirt and Admirals ticket on April 3rd.
Yeah, so obviously Admirals, popular, fun team, and, you know, they provide great entertainment, and loved the mix of hockey and baseball. You know, Sal Frelick, who's one of our outfielders, yep. is a big hockey guy, and the players like the hockey experience. They like talking to the players, and you know, there's no shortage of excitement for the Admirals, and they do a great job. So it's fun to partner with them. And, you know, we do things with them at the ice, too. They've got some cool jerseys that they do, special Brewers jersey night that they wear and all that kind of thing. So it's a good partnership.
He is Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations. Go ahead, give your pitch one more time for Friday.
Friday, February 14, there's roses and chocolates, but those are a little old and done before. Nothing better than giving away Brewers tickets to the one you love.
Did you write that down and read that, or did you have that? Come on.
No, I just have that.
That was really good.
She's not getting chocolates and roses. She's getting Brewers tickets.
Damn. Well, I'm just going to stay out of that one. That's between you and your wife. Rick, thank you so much, buddy. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.